Okay, and welcome back. There's some applause right there. A cheer for David John Oates, the master of reverse speech, who was with us for his monthly visit. David is somewhere in the U.S. en route to England, where lots of good things await him there. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're just fine, Jeff. You sound great.
Oh, yeah, you're right on. Good. Yeah, you sound like you're right next door. This trip to England, you made one last year, too. Tell us what's coming up. What do you hope to happen there?
Well, in the trip to England, there's several reasons why I'm going to England. To visit all my clients and in England, which I have quite a few. But one of the reasons I'm going over is I'm pitching a documentary to a group of investors where the documentary is already in the works. And
how could they not jump at it?
Oh, I know. Absolutely right. Yeah. 32 years of my life is riding on this. So I think it's going to take off. I've got some excited people in London.
What's riding on it is seriously one of the most fascinating aspects of being a human being.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, this is something that has never been done. I can't believe it, except I think there's a reason. I think you know the reason, and many of you can figure out the reason. It's because it works.
Yeah.
And they'd rather not have it on front page anywhere or people talking about it. But it's time. It's time.
Yeah. Well, look, I've been in reverse speech for 32 years now, and there has not been anyone anywhere who has been able to successfully argue against the existence of reverse speech. The evidence.
No, it can't happen.
The examples are apparent. And the track history behind me now after 32 years is amazing of successful predictions and defining information. I mean, I've got a very impressive track history behind me now after all these years.
Well, I'd call it overwhelming. It's just stunning. Stunning. Yeah. It works. It is what it is, and that's it. Well, I mean, why not? What's the big obstacle for people to listen, hear, understand, and it is what it is.
It's very apparent. Here, look, I've got a great example to illustrate this. Let me play you an example. And this just shows you how obvious it is. This is one I found on a client. Listen to this. She's talking about her daughter.
Another one, she's got a lot of activities, so there's a lot of maintenance around her. Pick up, drop off, swimming, piano. But she's a good girl, yes.
Okay, so then she says she's a good girl. Now, the reversal says she's 7. But this isn't the end of the story. I'll play the reversal first.
She's seven.
You hear that there?
She is 7.
Yeah, and listen to what she says forwards next.
How old is she now?
She's 7 years old. She's just turned 7.
Oh. Now you tell me that's a coincidence.
Predictive.
Yeah, predictive reversal. Yeah, she says it backwards first, and then she says it forwards.
So, do that again. That's too amazing.
Yeah, so here's the forwards. Let me run the forwards.
Another one, she's got a lot of activities, so there's a lot of maintenance around her. Pick up, drop off, swimming, piano. But she's a good girl, yes.
Okay, so she's talking about a daughter. Backwards, she's 7.
She's seven.
Yeah, it's amazing because obviously, when she's telling you about the child, she really loves the kid, and she said she wants to tell you she's only 7 and doing all these things, and that's what she's thinking.
So there's the forwards, and there's the reverse. So here's the next thing she says forwards.
How old is she now?
She's 7 years old. She's just turned 7.
Stunning example of reverse speech.
Too funny.
Just a great example. You tell me that's a coincidence. I mean, and then tell me that a million other examples I've got just like it are also coincidence.
Well, you have, almost 10,000 up on your website, reversespeech.com. Coincidences. Every one of them.
Yeah, they're all coincidences.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
That's the latest catchphrase. You know, the skeptics, after all the years I've been doing it, can't deny that it exists. And even in their reports, they say, well, yeah, we can hear this, but it doesn't exist. What are you talking about? You can hear it. You can see it. You can taste it. It means it exists, you know.
That's funny. Well, I hope this finally comes together It's time. It's overdue. And it would be absolutely a fascinating documentary if it's done right.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. 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 Well, I'm certainly all highly motivated to get this doco out. I mean, I'm 60 this year, Jeff. Gee whiz, I gotta get cracking, mate.
Crack. Yeah. Wow. So you started this when you were 28.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, when I was 28. Yeah. Yeah. I still remember vividly that night as though it was yesterday when I heard all about this stuff. I was at my I was running a halfway house for street kids. I was a youth worker, and I was in my office, and kids came in and said, "David, have you heard about this backward masking stuff?" I said, "No, what's that?" And they gave me this tape of a sermon a minister had given, and it's all about satanic messages in rock and roll, you know. So I listened to this tape and I go, "No, this is a load of rubbish." So So I pulled out this Walkman that only played backwards. Long story, I had only played backwards. We won't get into that. And I put on Stairway to Heaven, which was the big one they were all talking about. Mm-hmm. And I run it backwards and blow me down if I didn't hear some really clear, intelligent phrases. I go, what is this? And so I started and I looked at another song and then another and another, and I was finding them everywhere. And there was this, I didn't buy the satanic thing, it didn't ring true to me, you know, but yet I could hear these phrases, and other people, my friends, could hear them too. And I think, well, what is this? This is something quite unique, quite fascinating. And then, of course, when I found it in human speech, well, the whole thing changed altogether. You know, it's one thing to hear it in music, but then to suddenly hear it in speech and start hearing consistent phrases like the one I just played you, G7, that have direct connection with the forwards. I'm going, this is stunning. This is absolutely stunning. And I wrote my theory in 87, April of 87, that language is bilevel, forwards as well as reverse. That as the brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it's putting those sounds together in such a way that we're delivering two messages, one forwards and one backwards. Anyway, I went on the world scene. You know, I thought, wow, the world's going to embrace this. Boy, how wrong was I? Yeah. It was cut down to size very, very quickly. So,
I think the first you were on in 1994, the first year I was on, or the second year.
Yeah, it was.
And we kept expecting this to ignite and just go boom. Yeah. And after all this time with all the work you've done, it's obvious it's being quashed.
Yeah,
that's the question.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
No doubt. From house fires to office break-ins to computer hackings, and anyone who knows any of my history knows there's been some very, very strong attempts to quash reverse speech totally.
Oh yeah. Well, what do you have on tap tonight for us?
We're going to look at a couple of the presidential candidates tonight, seeing a few of them have announced.
We'll never run out of them.
Never will. So we're going to start off with Rand Paul. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. All right. Okay.
I have expectations. I don't know what you're going to do, but I.
Well, anyway, there's a couple of good ones and a couple of bad ones. We'll just play them and it'll.
Well, he's not my kind of guy, so let's leave it at that.
All right. So here we go. So here's Rand Paul forwards.
I will oppose any deal that does not end Iran's nuclear ambitions and have strong verification measures.
Okay, and he says, Americans now rot.
Americans now rot.
What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know. Americans are in trouble. The American dream has died. Americans are paying the price. I don't know.
I thought he was going to say in reverse, I'll do anything for Jewish money.
Oh, really? Oh, right. Okay, no.
Now, that would have been no surprise to me or anybody else.
Yeah.
You don't get that. Anyway.
We'll spend more on Rand Paul, and we'll find out more as time goes on.
Yeah.
But he's not going to last, as this reversal here shows. Here's the forwards.
Ah.
The special interests that are more concerned with their personal welfare than the general welfare.
And here he says, I won't survive the worst.
I won't survive the worst.
I won't survive the worst.
Wow.
I won't survive the worst.
In other words, he's going to get a lot of pressure on him, and he's going to buckle and fold. He isn't going to last in the race too long.
He already knows it, too.
Sorry?
He knows it.
Yeah.
At the subconscious level.
Yeah, right, right. So that's
How interesting.
So that's the prediction you've heard first on the Rent Show.
Yeah,
Paul
wow.
Paul isn't going to last very long. So, and here we have a, here we have just a basic internal dialogue on him. Here we go. Here's the Fords.
I never could have done any of this, though, without the help of my parents.
And here he says, find the words.
Find the words.
By the words.
Very clear.
By the words.
And that's just he's thinking as he's doing his speech. He's trying to find the words to say. You know.
Is that first word find with an F? I can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear the F? Oh, okay.
No.
All right, let's play it again.
By the words.
By the words.
I can hear it.
By the words.
I hear B-U-Y, by the words.
Oh, by the words. All right.
By the words.
Oh, yeah.
By the words.
Oh, wow.
By the words.
You're absolutely right.
By the words.
Yeah.
By the words.
Well, that puts the difference.
He's buying the words. He's buying the words. He's putting them together for public consumption. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Good ears, Jeff. Wow. Okay. All right. So there you go. And here we have Rand Paul again. And, Fords.
By becoming part of the Washington machine. That's not who I am.
Oh, no.
And here he says, I'm sad.
I'm sad.
I'm sad. I'm sad.
No, I don't know. I don't know why he's sad, but there he is. Okay.
Yeah. I look forward to more in the future. We don't know how long he's going to last, but this is a charade on a magnitude that I've not seen before. So many jerks running.
Yep. And here we have an incongruent reversal on him. Here's the forwards.
But that our goal always should be and always is peace.
Okay. Our goal always is and always should be peace. And backwards he says, see war.
Easy
walk.
Easy
walk.
Okay.
Easy
walk. So that's the opposite. He's saying which peace forwards and war backwards.
Well, that's what most of them do.
Yeah, that's true. And we got two more on him. Here's the first one.
President Obama is on course to add more debt than all of the previous presidents combined. We borrow $1 million a minute. This vast accumulation of debt threatens not just our economy, but our security.
A rather benign reversal, considering the emotive nature of the forwards. He says, the world view.
The world view.
The world view. The world view.
Is he saying the world view or the world you?
You, as in Y-O-U.
I hear V. I either.
Oh, yeah, like, that's what I said. The world view. V.
Oh,
v.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll forget.
The world view.
Yeah, it's view.
The world view. The world view.
And here we have an interesting metaphor talking about America.
I think that there's a religious connotation to marriage. I believe in the traditional religious connotation to this, but I also believe people ought to be treated fairly under the law.
And here he says, we build the Sodom.
We build the Sodom.
We build the Sodom.
Gee.
We build the Sodom.
Coming from Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, that's a strange.
Well, he doesn't believe in America. Americans now rot. We're building a corrupt society. He may be right. I don't know. But so he doesn't have the best interests of America in his mind.
No, the interests in his mind are him. The guy is the most blatantly, obviously egomaniacal candidate out there. He's just driven. He's just drooling to be president. It's not going to happen, but that's what he wants.
And let's finish Rand Paul off with this, which the reverse, which I think is the most significant. I'm going to play it again. Here we go, the forwards.
The special interests that are more concerned with their personal welfare than the general welfare.
And I won't survive the worst.
I won't survive the worst.
So he ain't going to last very long.
He's got a year and a half. He may fade in the backstretch. Who knows? But yeah, he sees.
We'll see. Okay. All right, let's move on to, what's his name? Ted Cruz? Is that his name? Ted?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here we go.
My mother is an American citizen by birth, and it's been federal law for over two centuries that the child of an American citizen born abroad is a citizen by birth.
And here he simply says, I'm the citizen.
I'm the citizen.
So he's just defending his fact that he can run for the office because his mum was an American citizen. Okay.
But in reality, he's not. He's not a natural-born American citizen. Is Ted Cruz allowed to run since he was born in Canada? I mean, people are asking this question here. There's a controversy about it, and it's not going to go away.
Interesting.
No, it's the answer basically say yes, he can be born in Canada and still become president. Anyway, we'll find out. There is a little controversy. That's why he's speaking about it. He's trying to put it to bed early.
Oh, I see. All right, so let's play it again. Let's see. Here's the forwards.
My mother is an American citizen by birth, and it's been federal law for over two centuries that the child of an American citizen born abroad is a citizen by birth.
I see what he's saying. Yeah, and I'm the citizen.
I'm the citizen.
Yep.
I'm the citizen.
He's just trying to prove his point, is what he's trying to do.
Yeah, there's going to be a question from some people about Cruz's eligibility. Even though he grew up in Texas, he was born in Canada. He renounced his Canadian citizenship a couple of years ago. Democrats are sure to remind voters of Cruz's Canadian birth, since some on the right have questioned where Obama was born. So the president is a native of Hawaii, so they say. But the U.S. Constitution says presidential candidates have to be natural-born citizens. But the Supreme Court never weighed in with a definition, leaving it open to interpretation. So it's a question that has come up before. 2008, they talked about McCain.
That's right, yeah. He was born on American military base, wasn't
That's
he?
That's right, yep, Panama.
Panama.
Okay, very good.
All right, so there we go. A little controversy we'll watch as we go on. All right, so here's the next one on Ted Cruz.
Well, you know, those numbers don't tell the whole picture. For one thing, the bulk of those numbers are coming from expanded Medicaid.
And here he says, recall the myth. That's nice and clear.
Recall the myth.
He's just saying it's a myth, you know. He just, hang on, let's play the fours again. Hang on.
Well, you know, those numbers don't tell the whole picture.
Oh, yeah, recall the myth. The numbers don't tell the whole picture. It's a congruent reversal, you know. Mm-hmm. The numbers are a myth. Okay. And then we have another one on him. Here we go.
My mother is very soft-spoken, but she's strong-willed and very bright. And she stood up to her dad. She battled her father.
And this one says, the shadows politician. Not sure what that means, but here we go.
The shadows politician.
The shadows politician.
Well, there it is.
Don't know what it means either.
No, I don't know what it means either. Anyway, there you go. I'll leave it with you. And you can work what you like with it. All right. Now we have a long one that's a bit of a tongue twister. And my right-hand man, Jeff, and I ummed and ahed whether to play this one on the air or not, and I finally decided I would. So you be the judge, Jeff. You'll tell me whether I made the right decision or not. So here's the forwards.
Imagine repealing every word of Common Core. Imagine embracing school choice as the civil rights issue of the next generation.
And he says, when I scan the bull, blank, you can fiddle in the word, when I scan the bull, da-da-da, you all mess with it. So it's a long one, okay? When I scan the bull, blank, you all mess with it.
Imagine...
Oops, sorry. Okay, now here we go. One of those long ones. Could you hear that one, Jeff?
Yeah. What are the last three or four words again? You all will...
mess with it. You all will mess with it. Yeah, that's the tongue twister that Jeff and I were tossing up and down on this one. Okay, we'll play it again. When I scan the bull, that's fairly
yeah,
safe.
That's sure.
Yeah. You all or y'all all mess with it. So here we go. Sorry, I didn't mean to play that again.
You all will mess with it.
Yes, I think so. Y'all will mess with it. Yeah, it's
y'all will mess with it.
So what he's saying is, when I show you the ink and the troubles in the system, you'll mess with what I'm doing. You know.
Okay, let's go through the break, Brett, on this and just keep going. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, okay. So that's all I got of Ted Cruz. Now, look, I found a reversal on Hillary Clinton in her advertising, in the video, her presentation. Now, when I say I found it, one of my practitioners find it. For those all out there.
Boy, have fun with her, folks, with your David's assistants. you'll have a field day with that one.
Yeah, so here's Hillary Clinton. Here we go.
Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. Back when she says, I need marijuana.
I need marijuana.
I need marijuana.
There we
go. I need marijuana.
So I don't know whether she's a partaker of marijuana or not, but there you go.
Well, maybe she's talking about... she needs it as a political issue to get it legalized in as many states as she can. That's right. Coming. And right. So maybe if she can grab that and right. somehow attach that to her campaign successfully on the right. basis of medical benefits to people and so forth, maybe she's thinking that's one issue that no one's got that she needs.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree. That's what we all thought here, too. Not that she smokes marijuana, but she's going to use a marijuana issue like legalized in Oregon now as of the 1st of July, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there you go. All right, so there we go. That's on her campaign ad. And then we have another one on Hillary Clinton. Here we go.
You know what? Rich people, God bless us.
Rich people, God bless us.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. That's what she says. I'll play it again.
You know what? Rich people, God bless us.
That's
backwards.
Funny.
Listen to this one. Sell the bad or be killed, comma, no money. Sell the bad or be killed, no money.
Sell the bad or be killed, no money.
Sell not or be killed, no money. That's a very ominous reversal, isn't it?
That's very ominous. She's threatening to kill people. Sell the bad.
In other words, the bad policies, a disaster for America.
Uh-huh.
Or be killed. We've got no money.
Boy, that sounds pretty terminal to me.
Yeah, it does.
Either do it or die.
Yep, that's right. Anyway, we're going to be watching Hillary very closely over the next few weeks.
Pretty creepy woman.
Yes, she is, rather. I'd be very scared if she became president of America.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. We're going to be bringing you a lot of reversals on all these key candidates.
Well, we got, like I say, over a year and a half to stagger through this.
Yep. All right. I want to replay a reverse on Obama that my practitioner who finds all these reverses asked me to play. So just one reverse on Obama today.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the forwards.
The images from this massacre are sickening.
And here he says, the Samson option.
The Samson option.
The Samson option. The Samson option.
Of course, the Samson option is to release all the nukes and kill everyone by Israel, is it not?
Yep.
So I don't know what it's doing in his reversals, but anyway, I was going to play that before we go on to Netanyahu.
Mm.
So here we go with Netanyahu. Here's the forwards.
Instead of lifting the restrictions on Iran's nuclear facilities and program at a fixed date, a better deal would link the lifting of these restrictions.
And here he says, be the Lucifer.
Be the Lucifer.
Be the Lucifer. Be the Lucifer.
So he's being the bad man in the whole deal with Iran. Okay.
Sure is. They won't, I don't think it has much of a chance of passing. Obama's already waffling. This isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
I think you're right, too. And here he calls himself Lucifer again.
He's proud of it.
Yeah, he is. Here we go.
Not a single nuclear facility is shut down, including the underground facilities that they built illicitly. Thousands of centrifuges will keep spinning, enriching uranium. That's a very bad deal.
And here he says, the Lucifer.
The Lucifer. The Lucifer. The Lucifer.
So when you see these reverse on Netanyahu, along with Obama's the Samson option, you get a little bit scared.
Well, and you know, they don't talk about the underground facilities at Dimona, where the Jewish bomb was built, and they've built hundreds of them, thermonuclear warheads. They don't talk about their illegal status, having not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, nor will they. They're completely outlaw and rogue.
Yep, and here's what Netanyahu thinks about it all. Here's the forwards.
Billions and billions of dollars flow into the Iranian coffers, not for schools or hospitals or roads, but to pump up Iran's terror machine throughout the world and its military machine that is now engaged in conquest throughout the Middle East.
And here it says, so blank me.
Zir fach me. Zir fach me.
There you go. Pretty.
Is he saying so? F me.
Yes. Yes. That's what I got. So.
In other words, he's saying, I'm lying. So blank me.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying.
You go to hell. You know what are you going to do about it?
That's exactly what he's saying. Yeah, you got the whole essence of the reversal. Yep, you're exactly right. So let's run the forwards again. Listen to the forwards.
Full of lies. Billions
of dollars flow into the Iranian coffers. Not for schools or hospitals or roads, but to pump up Iran's terror machine throughout the world and its military machine that is now engaged in conflicts throughout the Middle East.
Puke.
Is the reversal?
Zir fach me. Zir fach me. Zir fach me.
In other words, I don't care. I'm going to do what I like. You know, so if, you know.
Exactly.
Yep.
There it is, boy. It's the bold-faced, bald-faced truth right there.
There it is. Okay, and here we have the next one.
Iran insists on maintaining its formidable nuclear capabilities.
And you don't?
Yeah, right. And here he says, that nemesis.
That nemesis. That nemesis.
Yep.
That nemesis.
Yeah, well, they're both nemesis of each other, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know. Right, interesting. Okay, so here we have, what else have I got? Another one, the last one on Netanyahu. Here we go.
Not a single nuclear facility is shut down, including the underground facilities that they built illicitly. Thousands of centrifuges will keep spinning, enriching uranium. That's a very bad deal.
And here he says, we bad, the rumor sad. Not too sure what that means, but here we go.
We bad, the rumor sad.
Yeah.
We bad, the rumor sad.
So we're at fault in this. We are the bad. Let's run the forwards again. Hang on. Let's get the forwards.
Not a single nuclear facility is shut down, including the underground facilities that they built illicitly. Thousands of centrifuges will keep spinning, enriching uranium. That's a very bad deal.
Oh, yeah. We bad. In other words, we're doing the same thing. You know, we're the bad ones.
Exactly.
Here. And the rumor's sad. Yeah, the rumor's true. It's sad, but that's what we're doing. And here we go.
Play that near the sad.
Yep, there it is.
Play that near the sad. Play that near the sad.
I can't hear rumor. I hear we bad the blank that's sad.
Okay, let's
see. I don't hear rumor.
Play that near the
okay.
Not a single nuclear.
Oh, sorry, wrong one. Okay, here we go.
Play that near the sad. Play that near the sad.
It sounds like the room or the rim. Okay. I don't hear rumor. Okay. But I can't. That doesn't mean it's not there.
Let's play it again.
Play that near the sad. Play that near the sad.
I can hear rumor. I can hear rim. Yeah, I can. Yeah,
that's not real clear. Anyway,
yeah, no, I agree with you on that
but
one.
But the point of this is this man opens his mouth and lies just gush out.
Yep.
Duplicity, hypocrisy, lies. He's been doing this for 15 years, yelling about Iran.
And he got reelected last month for all of us.
I don't know. If they can fix elections here, they can fix elections there. Yeah, who knows?
All right, here's a little one that's just off the beaten track, talking about the legalization of marijuana. Here is a southern sheriff, named Sheriff Normand, who's expressing his extreme displeasure at marijuana legalization. Here we go.
We're talking about decriminalizing and trying to legalize marijuana in this legislative session. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on. We're going to legalize and decriminalize possession, but guess what? The transaction and the sale is still illegal. The profit motive is still there. The havoc that it will wreak on our streets will be insurmountable.
Okay. Oh, my God. Ugh.
He's quite upset about it. And he's quite ruined in his upset. Here he says, must I say, evil still shallow.
But I must say evil still shallow.
But I must say evil still shallow.
What does he mean?
Oh, he's congruent. He's saying, you know, this is a very shallow thing. Evil is not good. You know, marijuana is evil. It's the evil drug, and you can legalize it, but it's still a shallow, meaningless experience.
Mm.
Oh, he's just raving on.
He's definitely raving. Yeah,
he's just spouting BS forwards and BS backwards.
Yep.
All right, here we have, this is also a little bit out of context. This is a reporter interviewing Ted Cruz. Here's the Fords.
Can I ask you about some of the news that's in the headline, what you would do as President of the United States? We know that ISIS, mm-hmm. or a group close to ISIS, has posted the names of 100 service members. Mm-hmm. Should we have boots on the ground in Syria and Iraq?
And here we have a reversal that says, bet on you, statesman. So she's calling Ted Cruz a statesman, and she'll bet on him. You know, he's got a good chance, is what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
If he survives the citizen controversy.
Well, he will. People didn't stop McCain or anybody. They haven't stopped Obama, the birth movement. The birthers have been stopped for 6 years with Obama, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Okay, we are going to move on.
Obama committed a federal felony by releasing that fraudulent birth certificate. Has anyone charged him? No. Nothing.
No, I know. Right. Yeah, nothing's happened.
No, they're all cowards.
Yeah, and that certificate was obviously forged. That was fairly blatant.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, be that as it may. All right. I think that's all the politicians I've got for today. So now we're going to move on to a controversy, the death of Whitney Houston. And,
I think we have a break coming okay. up here. So right. let's see. Is there a break there, Brett?
Perfect place.
There it is. Yeah, I thought there was. Okay, we'll take a break and come right back and continue with David John Oates. The website is reversespeech.com. You can find over 10,000 examples of this remarkable event called reverse speech. Okay, onward with David John Oates and more reverse speech examples. Okay, what's up?
Okay, we're moving away from politics and looking at a bit of a controversy, the death of Whitney Houston and, of course, a daughter who's in a coma. Okay, so here we have an interview with Christina, is that her name? I think so, yeah, talking about her mum. So here we go.
The visitation. I know some people might think we're crazy, but a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Get where they actually come to you in your dreams. You've had that.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah, and especially throughout the house. Throughout the house, you know, the lights, you know, turn on and off, and I'm like, Mom.
Oh, is this is a tape after Mom died, and she says, Mom, you're funny.
You're funny.
Huh.
You're funny.
So, I don't know.
Well, her name is Bobby Christina Brown.
Right.
And she's saying the lights come off and on and mother's playing games.
That's what she's saying.
That's what, yeah.
And she's nice and congruent with reversal. Mom, you're funny. Here we go.
Yeah. You're funny.
There we go. Now, look, here we have a controversial reversal. Now, I don't know anything about this case or the background, really, to speak of. I didn't even know the daughter's name. So I'm not staking my reputation on this reversal. I have no idea what it means, but I'll play it anyway, and then we can talk about it. Here she is.
My relationship with my grandmother can sometimes be a little iffy.
My grandma is sometimes a little what?
My relationship with my grandmother can sometimes be a little iffy.
A little iffy.
Iffy.
Oh, is that what it is?
My relationship with my grandmother can sometimes be a little iffy.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. And here she says, my grandma was the killer.
My grandma was the killer.
Was killer.
My grandma was the killer.
I don't know.
My grandmother's killer.
Was killer. Was killer.
My grandma was killer.
My grandma was the killer.
You hear that?
My grandmother's killer.
No. I only hear my grandmother's killer.
My grandma. Well, grandma's still alive, so.
Well, who? Didn't they pull the plug on Whitney? Isn't that what happened?
No, they found her bathtub, didn't they?
Yeah, but I think she was on life support, and they eventually pulled the plug.
Is that what they did?
And maybe the daughter. Is referring to the grandmother. My grandmother's the killer because she pulled the plug.
That would explain the reversal. Right. Okay. Yeah, that would explain the reversal. All right. Okay, now we have a couple on the grandma. And here we have the Fords.
She's accomplished a great deal in the short time that she's had here. I'm proud of her for a lot of things. She was a very wonderful person.
And we've got this down as I love her. But Jeff, my right-hand man, wonder whether it says I love him. So there we go. We have her or him. Decide for yourself. Here we go.
I love him.
I love him.
Oh, it's him.
I love him.
It's him.
It's him. Yes, it's him. I love him. I'll do it again.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. I love him.
So who is him? I don't know. And here we have a reversal that sums up your conclusion of maybe grandma told him to pull the plug.
She said, Mommy, I said, is she dead?
Mommy, is she dead? And she says, they ain't no mercy.
Ain't no mercy.
Ain't no mercy. Ain't no mercy.
Now, was it mercy to pull the plug? Maybe so.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she was on the plug. I'm trying to research this.
Oh, are you? All right.
Yeah. Died in her room on the fourth floor, so it's a year since Whitney Houston died in a bathtub. So maybe she wasn't on life support, and I'm wrong. But Bobby, Christina was, and they removed that recently. They took her off life support.
Oh, right.
Now that would be a preview. I don't know. It's getting a little, I don't know. Whitney Houston died in her Beverly Hills hotel room.
Right.
So she was not on life support.
So why does my grandma's killer mean? We need some more reversals.
Maybe they didn't get on, the two of them. And
my analyst who found it was said that, yeah, grandma was a very destructive influence in their lives. So
who said that?
My analyst who found the reversal.
Oh. Well, maybe Christina blames the grandma for Whitney Houston's.
That's what I think the reversal means. That's what I think it means. Yeah.
Ah.
Yep, I think so. Yeah. So there you go. All right, bit of controversy over that. We'll find some more reversals on that and bring them all to you. All right. Now we have one here on Michelle Obama. Go and pull this one up. And here we go.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, all she says is thank you, everyone. Forwards and backwards. Now we are very fearful.
Now we're very fearful.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're very fearful.
Now we're very fearful.
Now we're very fearful. Huh. I don't know what she means by that. So here's the forwards again.
Thank you, everyone.
And now we're very fearful.
Now we're very fearful.
What was that recording from? The forwards?
I don't know. That's all I got. Sorry.
That's a very strange thing.
Yeah, I know. Just to come on, thank you, everyone. You know, it's an ominous reversal. What is she fearful of? What's going on for her to be fearful? I don't know. Anyway, there we go. All right, now I got another reversal here that I found on a client today, or yesterday, that I thought was a great reversal. So here's the forwards.
And for me, I always constantly want to move forward and grow and develop and learn new things.
Okay, I want to grow and move forward and develop and learn new things. And back what she says, let the love in the world.
Let the love in the world. You
hear that one?
Yep.
Yeah, so there you go. Nice, nice congruent reversal. And that's the type of reversals I'm looking for in my clients. Positive, upbeat reversals. You would be amazed how many people have negative.
Oh, I'll bet. They're carrying around so much angst.
Oh, yeah. I know. There's so much pain and anguish out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I deal with it all the time. And because that's what I do, folks, is I 90% of all my work with reverse speech is in my therapeutic practice and working with clients. And, look, I've got testimonials, Jeff, that you wouldn't believe. Just whole lives changed and transformed because reverse speech can tap into that deep inner being, the real us, the deep self inside.
Right.
And And it's magic the way it does that and brings it all out to work on. So, yeah. All right, so there we that's all the reversals I've got for today. So what we'll do is in the last, what, 3 or 4 minutes, we'll...
I've got about two.
Oh, two. Okay, uh-huh. Well, let me pull up some highlights from last week, from last one.
We had some amazing ones from Obama last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I'm just trying to look at them now. Here we have Obama saying, "I offer no wisdom."
I also come to this issue as the father of two wonderful young women.
Oh, my God.
I offer no wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
I offer no wisdom.
Wow.
I offer no wisdom.
Boy, that's an indictment on his fatherhood, isn't it?
He couldn't care less.
Yeah, wow.
It's all staged. It's all theatrics. It's all just garbage.
What a damning reversal. Mm-hmm. And here we have him again.
One of the finest gentlemen and finest legislators we have in the country, your congressman, Jim Clyburn.
And here he says, "You're blanking the values."
You're blanking the values.
You're blanking the values. You're blanking the values.
Oh, gee, I hope you guys get a better president this time round, Jeff, although I don't think the chances are very good.
Well, all you got to do is look at the losers running and...
I know. Obama's just been an absolute disaster. I mean,
He hasn't been a disaster. He has accomplished exactly what he wanted to, and he's not done. So in his mind, and the people pulling his strings, he has been an unqualified success. This is all by design. All of it.
Well, look, all his reverses have just been so bad in the 8 years or 6 years he's been in office.
Yeah,
know?
No, he isn't.
We have had a field day with him, though. He's been great for giving us reversals, whereas George Bush, it was like pulling
teeth. Oh, like pulling teeth, exactly. Oh,
yeah.
For sure. David, good luck in England, and let me know what happens. I hope it goes well.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
All righty. Take care. Right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye. See you.
David John Oates and ReverseSpeech.com if you'd like to go hear 10,000 more examples. Some are just amazing. And you've heard some amazing ones tonight. All right, that's our Friday night program, and weekend coming right up. Take care, and we will be back. Well, the network runs 24/7, so I'm on. Sunday night is our best dub program, and then Monday we'll be back live. Take care.